Hello, good morning.
Morning.
I'm afraid I need a microphone, right? So can I get one? Okay. Oh, we will work with it somehow. Can I use one of the chairs? Can I have this chair? Thank you. Amen. Am I on?
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Are you blessed to be here this morning?
Amen.
You should be very blessed. And we should be even blessed more. We would be blessed even more if we understood really what God is doing with us this morning. God is making a major claim over you people and the whole nation here. The prophets of old would have desired to be sitting in this meeting. They have desired to be part of Christ. And especially of the last time, the end of the story, and you are part of it now. So you are very privileged people. Amen. Yeah, let's pray. Father, I come before you this moment. And I bring before you all these people, including myself. I pray, Lord, that it would be flowing. Hallelujah. I pray you would be touching the hearts. Hallelujah. Delivering the people.
Yes, O Lord.
Oh my God. And establishing them in the kingdom of God. Lord, I pray for anointing as I speak. I pray for Brother Raymer that he would be anointed as he translates. Hallelujah. And I pray, Lord, that you would anoint the ears to hear and the hearts to understand. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You see here, standing me, I'm not alone here. There's my wife here, my four children. I'm bringing greetings from the church in Czech Republic as well. Amen. So greetings, praise the Lord. And by the way, you are not here alone too. There's a heavenly host gathered here. If we could see in the spirit, we would see here gathered many brethren and many prophets of old. So you should feel very serious about this moment, because God has a major interest in you. Amen. I'm a simple man, so my message will be simple. How do you see this? Is it better if I bring it here? Will you see it better? Is it better? Okay. Let's move it then. So I want to just tell you three little things. They are not really little, but they are short.
Gamay lang tumulong eh. Kumubo. Ang sabon eh.
Huh?
Little, I'm sure.
Yes, they are not.
We are short.
Aha! You are short people, but you are not small people. So the first part, which I want to tell you, is be like God. Or maybe in other words, you can be like God. The second thing I want to tell you is regain your dominion. Regain your dominion. In Genesis, when God spoke to Adam, he says, have dominion over the earth. And number three, you will like this one. Eat well. Okay, eat well. Do you like it? Amen. And it goes together with and. Let him starve to death. I will go there. I will explain it.
Okay. Eat well and let him starve to death.
All right. So three little things. Amen. I believe you need some interpretation, right? You need some explanation. Amen. So let's open our Bibles. By the way, can I see your Bible? I want everybody who's got a Bible, I want to sit up. I see here 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, good. I see some Bibles there. Alright. And you've got a New Testament there. You've got an Old Testament there in your Bible. Okay, that's very good. And now there's one more thing I want to see. I want to see your notebooks or paper and pen. Who's got pen and paper? Show me. Little whatever you have. Good. Praise the Lord. All right. So, I didn't see everybody bringing your Bible. And I hope I will explain you this morning. Sorry?
Oh.
It is extremely dangerous thing for a Christian. Not to have a Bible and not to read it. You need to know your Bible. You need to study it. Amen. And you need to use it. And also, I want you to start bringing your little papers and notebooks to church. And as the word is brought, you write it down. And at home, you go back to the word and you study it. Amen. So who is going to bring his Bible and notebook to the church next time? I want to see your hands. Who is going to bring your Bible and notebook to the church next time? So if you do not have Bible and you cannot get one, talk to the elders and we will see how to help you. Amen. All right, so let's open our Bibles. And yesterday, if I understand well, one of the key scriptures was in Genesis 1:26. Amen. And it goes, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. So God said two things, right? He wants to make the man into his image and into his likeness. What does it mean, the image of God? Image is like picture, isn't it? Image on the wall. So it means he created man in the same way that we look like God. We have hands, we have feet, legs, head, heart. So God, if you look in your Bible, he's got also heart, hands, feet, head, eyes, ears. So from the natural point of view, we are bearing the image of God. But that's not enough. Because from outside we are like God, we are having his image. But from the inside, are we like God? Do you think like God? Is every thought of yours like God? If every of your thought is like God, if your heart is like God, if you are behaving like God, I sit down and you come preach. Amen. So we know we are not there yet. Because God said that he wants to create man into his likeness as well. But if you go to the next scripture, 27, it says that he created man in his own image, in the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. So God said, let's create man into image and likeness. And then he created man only in image. Why didn't he create man also in God's likeness? Because you cannot create it immediately. God needed 7,000 years. If you have then any questions, write them down and then you can ask. There is 6,000 years ago is Genesis. 6,000 years ago. Amen. So after the 6,000 years, God will finish the creation of man. And today, or now, in these days, it is the last days where God is going to finish the second part of man, and He is going to create him in His likeness. So He is going to change us from inside.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So not only when we look at us, we will be like God, but we will think, we will behave, and we will be doing things as if God was in us in fullness. Hallelujah. You know, the churches, they don't believe it. The churches, they don't believe it. Go and tell the church, I can be like God. They will say it's impossible. They say you're proud. You know, when I got saved, I was in the church, and the church just gave me this get baptized in the Holy Ghost message. And I said, what is there? What else can I achieve? And the Lord says, and the church said, that's it, over, finished, done. Amen. And it was like a ceiling over my head. And I was growing. And the church doctrine said, stop here, you cannot grow more. So to be able to grow more, I had to break out from the church. Can you say amen? Amen. The church is saying the only thing now you do is go and preach the gospel to everybody else. But what do I do with the thing which is in me? What do I do with the sin? What do I do with my thoughts? What do I do with my anger? What do I do with my feeling lonely? What do I do with my greed? What do I do with my lust? There's no answer. But God says He's creating man to be like God in His likeness. Hallelujah. So you need to break loose from this doctrine of you have to be the same. Jesus ask you something which is impossible. Because in every word He gives you provision to be able to fulfill what He wants from you. Hallelujah. So, when God says, be holy as I am holy, you can be holy and perfect. Delivered and be holy like God. Hallelujah. Amen. The good news, brethren, is it is possible. You do not need to die to get into heaven. We have heard it yesterday, haven't we? Amen. You can walk upon this earth and be holy as He is holy. And that's the gospel, that's the good news. Hallelujah. You can rejoice today. You can rejoice, and that's the good news. You can be delivered from your troubles. Is there anybody who has any trouble, something you need to be delivered of? I want to see your hands. Yes. What is it? What is it? Is it grief? Is it lust? Is it bad thoughts? Is it pride? Is it fear? Is it anger? Anybody to tell you anything less.
The Lord.
Be like God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm not moving away from Genesis. And here it says, by the way, it says He created them male and female. This is the view in the natural that that we are male and female. But in fullness, when we are like God, there is no difference between man and woman. You know that. Amen. It says, what does it say? Hey, help me. Where is the scripture which says that? You need to help me. I will help you to help me. In Christ, there is
no competition.
Good scripture, but I mean different. In Christ, there is no.
Where all ladies, right?
There is no male and female. There is no Greek, no Jew, no master, no slave. Amen. Let's look there. I see you looking at me with a question mark. So let's find it. Galatians 3. Where is it? Galatians 3 what? There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus.
3:28. Amen.
Amen. What is it? Be holy as I'm holy. Can you find? Be holy as I'm holy. Be holy as I'm holy. So this is the thing that in the fullness of creation there will be no male, no female. Amen.
Amen.
And there is no Filipino.
Wala na Filipino.
No Jew.
O Judío.
And no Czech.
O taga-Czech baka.
And there is no boss.
Wala na amo.
Amen. No slave.
O ulipon.
So all the things are equal. And we are all in one, which is Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So God is going to change us from what we are into Christ. And this is our hope. Amen. So let's move to one more scripture. Back in Genesis.
Balik na po sa Genesis.
And he says, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Hallelujah. You know, the church will tell you that you need to become fishermen. They will tell you need to have cattle. You need to have cattle and sheep and all this. But the earth, God wants to have dominion over. Is your own soul. Amen.
Amen.
So, if you have your, do we have some notebooks here?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to distribute them now? I don't want to get disturbance, so I give you a few seconds if you can quickly distribute. Who is missing notebook? You can get there, I believe.
Okay, notebook tomorrow, notebook. Bullpen. Apa yang bullpen yang mana?
Get your notebooks and pens if you need. Good, good, good. One more here. So everybody's got notebooks. One here. Praise the Lord. And then you can share, and then you can copy from one another, okay? So who doesn't have a notebook can copy from his brother later. Okay, so the notebooks are distributed, we can sit down. Let's sit down now and we can continue.
Okay.
So God said, we need to have dominion over our souls. Amen. So what are the creatures which are living in our Can you give me an example? Anybody? What is the creature?
Angriness,
hatred, bitterness, anything else?
Lust of the flesh.
Lust of the flesh. Anything else?
Greed.
Greed.
Hunger.
Okay. So all the things are actually the things which are all the animals creeping in the earth. Hallelujah. And the Lord, and listen to this, He gave you dominion over them. He gave you power over your earth.
Hallelujah.
He gave you power over your soul. He gave you power over your mind. You can tell your mind what to think and what not to think. And the devil has no right to be on the earth and do anything on the earth. The devil had no right.
Amen.
But there's one thing the devil can do. The devil can come and deceive you by lie.
The Lord.
Hallelujah. He cannot take away from you anything. It's a good news. He cannot get by force anything from you. Only if you give it to him by free will. If you give it to him.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And he knows the principle. If you submit to the devil, you submitted the authority you have to him. Hallelujah. So, this is what he did in the garden. Do you know what happened? Who knows what happened in the garden with Eve and the snake? The serpent. I want to see your hand. Who knows the story about Eve and the serpent? I don't see many hands. Okay, so let's read it. You need to know the story. Where are we? We are still in Genesis. We're in chapter 3. And it says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made.
Ang bitin, malalakad labi pakay sa natanan ng mga mananap sa kapatagan ng gibuhat ni Jehovah na Diyos o nag-inom siya sa babae.
And he said unto the woman, yeah, had God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden?
Yes, nag-inom ang Diyos, hindi ka mo magkawang sa tanan ng mga kahoy sa tanaman.
So he is giving the doubt into Eve's mind. There's this tree, right, with a nice fruit. Amen. And there's this serpent. And he's talking to Eve. Amen.
Amen.
There's many other trees around in the garden. And the Lord says, you can eat from all the trees. But don't eat from this tree. And the serpent tells Eve and say, did God say you cannot eat anything good? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. So God gives us a command and says, thou shalt not eat of this tree. If you eat of the tree, you will die. But the devil comes and says, really? And says, you will not die. It's actually nice. It's good. You need to try it. It will make you wise. There is an experience you are missing. And God says, don't. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as God, knowing good and evil. Amen.
Amen.
So the devil is deceiving you in the same way he was deceiving Eve. God tells you what you should and shouldn't do. And the devil says, no, don't worry. It will not happen to you. Anything wrong, it will be a no problem. And what happened next? And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. So they did disobey God and they obeyed the serpent, the devil. So what happened next? And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Amen. So the next scripture tells us, and they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day.
Pasal. asawa kita sa tubangan ni Yuma na Diyos sa taliwala sa mga kahuyan sa tanaman.
And they were afraid. They were afraid to hear the voice of God.
Dito na sa nakatumpak na sila sa sundo sa Diyos, nahadlong na sila sa tingog sa Diyos.
Because what happened is, the relationship Adam and Eve had,
ang nahita po sa relasyon ni Adam and Eve, naghihatag sa Diyos kanilang agatungon,
the relationship they had with God,
ang ilang relasyon ngayon sa Diyos,
the authority and dominion they had,
ang otoridad o pagbulutan nga naa ko nila,
when they obeyed the serpent,
sa dihan ni uyo na sila sa demonyo,
and disobeyed God,
o nitumpak na sila sa Diyos,
all the dominion was given to the serpent.
Ang tanan na pagbulutan, uwa na sa demonyo.
Hallelujah.
The authority and the ability they had in the Lord,
ang tanan nga abilidad nila o otoridad,
they had no more.
Dito nawala na.
And it was given to the serpent.
Tuwa na sa nagdominar kanila ng mga demonyo.
From that moment,
gikan ni anak ng mga higayuna,
it is the devil who has authority and is the king of this earth.
Maunay,
hallelujah.
Nagdumala o naghari din sa libutana.
Amen. So from this time the mistake happened that now when you walk in the earth, it's not governed by God, it's not governed by people, it's governed by the devil. So it's a bad news. It's a bad news, isn't it? Don't you regret that Adam and Eve disobeyed? Do you see the influence and do you see what happened to us and to the earth when they disobeyed God and obeyed the serpent?
Nakita ba ninyo ang ilang influensya sa dihan disupak sila sa Diyos o miuyon sa mga sa buhat sa demonyo?
How do you think Adam and Eve had the power to control the whole garden?
Giunsa man yung pagunahon na sila magkakontrola sa tibuok tanaman yung panahon na.
You know, they didn't have a big tractor. How do you think they were gardening the whole earth? By the word. They were able to speak. They were able to command all the animals. Look at the memory. Adam not only remembered, but he gave names to every animal. Amen. Is there anybody who can learn the name of every animal? No way. But Adam was not only remembering, but he gave the names. But from this moment, when they obeyed Satan, they were cursed and they had to leave the place of authority. Hallelujah. And he said, so the Lord cursed the devil first, but I will go to the woman, 16. And to the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee.
Nagayon siya sa babae, pagkatahan mo sa ilang pinagayon, ang imong mga sakit o imong mga pagpanagpon. O sa may kasakit ikaw, magpanganak o sa o mga anak, o ang imong tinguma, mawapagpanagpon, sa imong bala, o siya magpapagpon, ganimo.
It was not like this from the beginning.
dili unsa kini maitabo, dili kini sama sa magapangitabo na itong una pa na wala pa sila musupak sa Dios.
There was no pain.
Walay kasakitan.
There was no sorrow.
Walay kagulanan.
And there was nothing like one man ruling over another man or woman. Amen.
Amen.
And this is the original plan for you. God wants that there will be no pain, no sorrow, and no rulership one over another. Hallelujah. Let's look at Adam. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake, in sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. So the original plan was not for us to be redeeming the bread in sweat.
Ang original na yun ay nga plano sa Dios, dili kayo dahil unta kita magantos na magkakawang pinagi sa tulo sa itong mga singot.
All the business,
kaya ang tanang nga mga bulhaton,
all the hardships, the thorns,
ang tanang mga kabukat o mga tulok,
are result of disobedience to God.
Mga resulta kini sa mga pagsupak sa Dios.
Amen?
Amen.
So, because of submitting to devil, we are handing over the authority we were given to have dominion to him. But God says, regain your dominion. Get it back. Amen. Jesus said he was given a power. Amen. And not only that, but he says, I have given you the power. Do you know he has given the power to his children, to his sons? Do you know that you are supposed to have the power over and dominion over this earth? Do you know you are supposed to have the power to command the devils and they would leave? Hallelujah. To command that God would give healing to bodies. To lay hands on sick and they shall be healed. Hallelujah. Do you know that you should have a power to speak word to somebody's soul and the soul would be redeemed? The power has been given to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. But you can be asking in all honesty, do I walk in the power? because we are doing the same mistake as Adam and Eve did in the garden. The Lord tells us what to do. And then the serpent comes to lie to us. And in the moment when we obey the serpent, when we look where we shouldn't look, when we think what we shouldn't think, say what we shouldn't say, or don't do what we should have been doing, in that moment we are giving the power to the devil. With all the consequences of sorrow, pain, thorns, troubles, and no dominion and no power.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
And no future, and no presence with God, no relationship with Him. Hallelujah. But God says, it is in your hands to stop the devil from destroying you and robbing you of the dominion you should have over your life and over this earth. So one thing is, regain your dominion. It's Brother Mark. It's James. Brother Mark. Arvin James, or is it Peter? I know I didn't check. Resist the devil, submit to God. James 3, isn't it? Let's look at James 3.
4:8.
Is it 4?
4:8.
Okay, 4. Where's my James? Where do I have it? Here. Yes.
4:7. 4:8.
7. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Amen. So the solution is, submit yourself to God first. You cannot resist the devil. Before you submit to God. So Lord wants you to go back to Him and say, Lord, I submit to You. I'm sorry for my sins. From now on, I will obey You and I will learn to obey You. Teach me to walk with You. I want to have the dominion back. The next step is resist the devil. He's not coming to us anymore in the form of serpent.
Right.
How is he coming to us? How is the devil coming? What does he look like? kami.
Look like angel.
Look like angel?
Angel, sometimes, yes. But what is the devil? How is he coming? What do you say? Wolf and sheep clothing.
Right, amen.
So he's trying to say he's the nice guy.
Come on.
He is speaking. He's coming. Sometimes he's even quoting Bible. Amen. He is a religious spirit. He is coming as a sin. I'm tasty, you need to try me. But the Lord says, submit to God, resist the devil. Hallelujah. What happens when you resist the devil? What happens? He will free from you. Hallelujah. Amen. He will flee from you, brethren. He will not walk away from you. He will be gone. He will flee. Hallelujah. And you will have the power and the dominion over your soul. No devil will tell you what to do. You will not have the sorrow on the earth. But you will have the peace, the joy, and the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. So, how was it with Jesus when he was talking to the devil? What did he say? He submitted to God. He resisted the devil. He says, it's written, it's written, it's written. Nice Latna. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he said, it's written. And what happened next with the devil? The devil has left Jesus. He tried it 3 times. He seen Jesus submitting to God, resisting him, and he left him. Hallelujah. So submit to God, resist the devil, and he will leave you. Regain your dominion. James 4:8 is your scripture.
James 4:8.
Was it? So, I said that Jesus said, it is written. How did he know it's written? What was he quoting? What was he quoting? Huh? The Old Testament, the Bible, the Scriptures, the Holy Book. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Brethren, in order to be able to quote the Bible, you need to have your Bible and know your Bible. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you know what happens if you don't? on each. Huh? Tell me. What happens if you don't eat? First, you get hungry. If you don't eat longer, you get more hungry. And if you don't eat for a long time, you are not hungry anymore. You are dead. If you don't eat for a long time, you are not hungry anymore, you are dead. Amen? Do not try it. It works. Amen? So, if you don't eat, you die of starvation. Hallelujah. But God says, I believe in Matthew 4. Matthew 4. And Luke also, capitolo 4. Matthew 4:4. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So it's not enough if you eat your bread or fish or chicken or whatever, rice, whatever. You will still be hungry, more hungry, and then die. If you eat only the natural food, your natural body will be alive, but your spiritual being would starve and die. Hallelujah. Do you know, is anybody born again? Who is born again? Some of you, not everybody. Who is not born again? You need to get born again. Hallelujah. You need to get born again, because if you are not born again and you die, you end up in hell. But if you are born again, you can also become dead again. Did you know that? You can be born again and you can die again. Hallelujah. Oh yes. You know, the church tells you, once you are born, you can do whatever you want with your life and you go to heaven anyway. It's a lie. Amen. God says, if you are saved, you with fear and trembling work out your salvation. So here it says, if you don't eat properly, and that's speaking about a spiritual feeding on the Word of God, you will spiritually starve, you will be weak, and eventually you can die. So, eat well, it's Matthew 4:4. 4.
Mateo capítulo 4, versículo 4.
Where has God created the principle of food and eating?
Dios nagabuhat sa mga prinsipyo sa maitungod sa pagkaon.
Back in Genesis.
Apandin sa libro sa Genesis.
Genesis 1,
capítulo 1,
29.
Versículo 29.
And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of the tree, yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat. Hallelujah. So God has created the principle of feeding yourself.
Ang Dios kayo daga mugna sa mga paagi aron sa pagkatiman sa pagpakaon sa tong kaugalingon.
It is first and natural.
Una, mga pagkaon nga natural.
And second and spiritual.
Ang ikaduha, mga pagkaon nga espirituhanon.
The natural God has given to you only as a picture to the spiritual.
Ang gipadayag sa primero mga katong naglarawan sa ikaduha ng mga pagkaon sa
my daughter.
Ang iyang anak na babae.
She was not really diligent in reading her Bible.
Kukihan din siya mo basa sa iyang Biblia.
Did you read your Bible, honey?
Iyang pangutanon, nabuhat ka baka sa iyang
Biblia? Not today. Not today. Did you read it yesterday? No, well, actually, I was busy with school and something else. And I got scared. I said, you can die. I don't want you to die. So I said, you will not eat now. The natural food. I said, you have no breakfast. She was not happy. She's coming there, it's 10 o'clock. She says, can I eat?
Yeah.
I said, no, you're not eating.
Oops, I stop a cup.
And she says, I'm hungry. I cannot work in school. I said, I'm sorry, you are not eating. The lunch comes. Not having a lunch. Then mommy starts to be concerned. Daddy, can we find another way? And, you know, daddies are daddies. So I said, you are not eating. And she says, how long am I not eating? And I said, well, till you understand how your body feels and you haven't actually eaten only two meals. She got dinner. She was only 6 years old anyway. So she got her dinner. And I said, how did you feel? How did you feel and you only skipped half a day of food? There's no harm to skip half a day of food. But she said, I was hungry, I didn't feel good at all. And I said, don't ever do it again to your soul that you will not feed it properly. Hallelujah. So brethren, Eat well. Feed yourself regularly. With good word of God. Be careful what books you read. Be careful what you are listening to. It could be good reading with little poison in it. A little religious or church or doctrinal poison. Hallelujah. How do you feel if you eat something which was bad food? Ah, heavy. Amen. You can get sick. In the worst case, you can die. Poison yourself with food. Amen. So, be careful not only to eat well, that you eat often the Word of God. But feed quality teachings. Amen. So you need to eat well to have the scripture in you. It will save your soul. And it will help you to resist the devil. Let's go to the next scripture. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is a life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. So it's not only us who have the problem that we need to eat, otherwise we die off. It's also all the things in your soul. Hallelujah. If they don't eat, they will be weak, and eventually they will die. Hallelujah. And you know what is beautiful? You are the ones who can feed them or stop feeding them. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
If there is anger, the animal of anger, spirit of anger, if you want, the creature of anger, you can stop feeding it. You say anger, you get no food today. Hallelujah. I will not be angry. I will not submit to you. I rebuke you by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And anger is in trouble. It's getting no food. It tries the next day. And again the anger rises. And you say, anger, you are not eating today either. And the anger gets weaker and weaker and weaker. And eventually, it dies off. Hallelujah. Amen. The same with lust. The same with fear. Don't feed your fear. If you give it no food, maluya, maluya, maluya. Amen. Hallelujah. Genesis 3.
Genesis
14. Amen. 14. And the Lord God has said unto the serpent.
3:14.
Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you students of biology? Can you tell me whether the serpent is eating dust? Is there any serpent which is feeding upon dust of the earth? No. Serpent is not eating the dust, is he?
That's right.
So what do we do? What is the understanding? Is the Bible wrong? Maybe God didn't know biology. Yeah, God created biology. He's giving us message. He said the devil from that time on will be eating the dust. What is the dust? What is the dust?
19.
For dust thou art. You are the dust. You are the food for the devil. He has nowhere else to get energy. Nowhere else to get power. Only if he can eat you. So God gave into your hands the power over devil. Hallelujah. You can stop feeding the devil and starve him to death. And then you eat well and let him starve to death. Hallelujah. Amen. In the New Testament, it's speaking about the hungry devil who is trying to eat you. What is the scripture? scripture? What is it, huh?
James.
Roaring lion. First Peter 5, what? 5:8. Amen? 1 Peter 5:8. So it's speaking about a roaring lion who is walking around, is very hungry because he has no other food, only the dust, only you. And you can decide upon his diet. Whether you will become his lunch today by submitting to the devil, giving him your strength, authority, and dominion, or whether you keep your power, authority, dominion, health, and vitality in the Christ, and let him starve. Hallelujah. God has given you the keys and the power and the authority. Amen. You are the one who can cast the devil out of your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. So,
amen.
Here in Genesis, in this one and a half scriptures, God is teaching us that we be like God. According to the likeness. Was it be holy as I'm holy? Be holy as I'm holy.
It's also in Peter.
Peter, give me the new one.
The new one?
Huh?
1:16.
First Peter 1:16. Be holy as I'm holy.
Quoted from Leviticus.
Yes. So be holy as I'm holy. Regain your dominion, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Not by bread alone, man is alive. Eat well. And 1 Peter 5:8. Let him starve to death. Don't feed the lions. Don't feed the serpent. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Just to add a little bit.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I'm only going to add 1 minute here to what Brother Martin has said, which was very good. Amen. We're talking about where we get our food. Where does the devil get his food? He has to get it from people. Now the devil is a spirit being. And so therefore he has to draw spirit life in order to survive. So where is the devil going to get his best meal? From a sinner or from a saint?
Sa mga magkasasala ba o sa mga balaan?
Not from the sinner. He's already taken away all their life. But the saints have got lots of spiritual life in them. And if the devil can get a believer to fall into sin, he gets a big meal. If he can get you angry, that you curse and swear and you hate and you fight, he gets a big meal. So you see, the devil wants the believers. He wants to take you down. He's already got the sinners. And there isn't much life left in them anymore. Now, there was a time when the devil was an angel before he fell. His name was Heliel. He was a mighty archangel in heaven.
Heliel.
He was right up there. He was right up there with Gabriel and with Michael. So where do the angels get their life? The same place we get it. They get it from praising God. Now there came a time when the devil sinned and God cast him out of heaven. So he cannot come before God, before the throne of God anymore. He will not praise God. So he's been deprived of that life. So now he can only get life if he can take authority away from you. You have authority over sin. And that was the warning that God gave to Cain. God saw that he was angry with his brother. And God said to him, sin is waiting at your door. But you can rule over him. But you know, he didn't listen to God, did he? Now let me add one more thing. The Bible says that Satan is going to be bound for 1,000 years. That means that he will not be able to come and take life from human beings for 1,000 years. What's going to happen is the kingdom of God is going to come upon the earth in its fullness. And Satan will get no more life from people. And he's going to starve for 1,000 years. Let us help the kingdom of God come in its fullness, brethren. Amen. And let us practice now starving that devil. God bless you.